Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
You just heard an Indigify special about Alaska Native hip-hop artists. Before we go, one weekend left for The Brothers Paranormal by Prince Gomovilas, a funny and poignant play about two Thai American brothers who start a ghost hunting business. Their first clients are an African American couple haunted by a Thai girl ghost. The show closes this weekend through November 16th at Coho Productions. More info at cohoproductions.org. That's it for Stage and Studio. Till next time, I'm D. Mae Roberts.
Andy Wawo looks a scream, had him on my wo-ho-ho-ho. Andy Wawo, silver scream, can't tell them apart at all.
My name's Joseph Gallivan. You're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is gallery owner Elizabeth Leach. We're doing the show from her gallery at 417 Northwest 9th Avenue. And the show, which is up through the end of April 2020, is called The Quiet Show. Thank you so much for getting within 6 feet of me and doing Art Focus, Elizabeth.
Hi, Joseph. Well, thank you for coming to the gallery. We are open by appointment, but primarily we're working from home and occasionally coming in. So the concept for The Quiet Show actually was an exhibition I thought about a number of years ago, because so many artists that we're interested in work with process and work that requires a viewer to take time and really to pause to look at. So it's very work that is quiet in the sense it takes contemplation to really appreciate and enjoy. We've had great feedback to the show. It went up in February, and it's a range of artists, from regional artists to national and international artists. And one of the artists we're looking at right now are two large photographic compositions by Isaac Lehman, who's a very well-known Seattle-based artist. And these are 59 inches by 59 inches. And he looks at everyday objects and and honors everyday objects and transforms everyday objects. And the two pieces we're looking at are actually ceiling tiles, those kind of horrid ceiling tiles you see in those kind of challenging work environments, but he's transformed them. One of them looks like a celestial sky, the other one like a Robert Ryman, and in fact next to Isaac's really beautiful photographic constructions are two Robert Rymans. So one of the platforms the gallery works off of is to feature regional art next to the nationally known art, because we have so much great art that's actually very well priced in our region. Joseph Park is another artist that very well known, Seattle-based artist, an amazing oil painter. These paintings are small; they're 2 by 3 feet, maybe, and they're layers and layers and layers of oil, small paint strokes that are probably 40 layers, and so they actually vibrate. And there's tremendous depth. And Joseph wants to say something about them.
Yeah, they look like Tom Cramer's. If anyone at home, they're rainbow-colored little dots, like these fanatically drawn or painted in this case. Oil paint,
yeah.
Yeah, and they're sort of, they look like, you know, clouds with the sun behind them. Or what material is he using?
Joseph Park is using oil paint, and he's an artist that can paint anything. I look at these, I see a reference to Mark Toby, maybe Seurat, but there are objects. I mean, you see that he references them as portraits or landscapes. He also does incredible portraiture. We're just doing a recent commission, very highly realistic. So he's an interesting artist who's kind of dematerialized his subject matter. Actually, Paul Allen bought one right before, about 6 months before he passed on. So Joe is an exceptional painter, and these are just, people love, look, that you can look at these forever, the depth. another artist who does a lot with depth is Greg Renfro, who's a San Francisco-based artist, and he works on a cast acrylic with layers and layers of resin and pigment. They're actually paintings that come off the wall just a fraction of an inch, and they can actually thrive in sunlight, which most art can't live in. And they're very subtle, kind of like a rainbow, color field. They're color field. And there's also kind of a luminosity, much like Joe Parks. And Greg lives in the Bay Area and goes every morning out to this body of water and sketches. So there's a lot of nature inspiration in Greg Renfro's paintings. And Joseph's going to say something.
So it's a big rectangle. It kind of has that greenish look of frosted glass. And at the top, there are brownish red streaks coming down, kind of like, you know, rust or weathering, and the edges are pale. It's sort of bleached out. But the top and bottom have these little lumps on them. Can you tell us what they are?
They reflect the process. So Greg pours the acrylic with the resin. So that's where the paint actually kind of ends at the edge of the canvas, per se. So then there's this kind of ridge with bumps that creates a nice texture and shows the history of the layers of paint. Again, all these artists take a lot of time with their work. So the layering of paint, you can kind of see the history of the paint on the ridges there, which I think is interesting. And then we're going over here to John Houck, who is L.A.-based but recently moved to Portland. And this is called It's a Notes on a Briefcase, and it's a photograph, archival pigment print. It's incredibly complex. And one of the reasons, you know, quiet, contemplation, you could look at that. You see a beautiful color feel, but they're layers and layers, and you start looking at the edge, you're like, what am I looking at? And there's also this fabulous pear in the middle, which kind of references Magritte to me. So there's lots and lots of art historical references on John Houck's work, much like Isaac Layman and Joseph Park. Joseph.
There are so many layers, but is this a photograph?
Yes. There are many, many layers. It's a photograph, so archival pigment print, photographic process. But he's also, painting and photographing, layering and photographing. It's one of the most complex processes, and actually, you know, it would be a great studio interview for you, because there's a lot of mystery that goes into these, and a lot of personal narrative and many hidden layers into John Houck's photographs. And next to John is a nice little Solowit etching, and he in a lot of ways was an inspiration for this, even though LeWitt did bold fresco paintings on the wall. Much of his early work is very process and minimal, and you really have to sit and look and think and follow the formula. So LeWitt is amazing, obviously.
Piece is called Lines Not Long, Not Straight, Not Touching, 1971, and it's an etching. It's like a maze. It's kind of like so many squiggles in a square, black on white, and then the writing at the bottom is backwards. So tell us what kind of a is this a print? And also tell us how you got hold of Sol LeWitt's work.
This is an etching. It's a small edition of 20. I've shown LeWitt's work on and off for many years. Now it's gotten less affordable. So I think this was just in our archive. We just sometimes put things aside, and we pulled it out and offered it at a reasonable price. We did a drawing show maybe a decade ago. We had his drawings in here. I've exhibited his prints. And actually, on Northeast 7th and Holiday, we were able to do a LeWitt commission while he was still alive. There's a beautiful fresco on the wall of Liberty Mutual, and the backside is a Jeffrey Pagen. So, yeah, I've always admired his work. I think he's an exceptional artist. So I try to bring in as much of this work that I can find in the world. In the other room, another really famous, one of my favorite New York artists is Etta Renouf, who's a painter, but she's also done this beautiful etching, which is lines from letters to Earth. And it's magical. You can see there's lined paper, but there's also imagery that looks like snowflakes. It's a portfolio of, I think it's 7 pieces. And they're just so uplifting and inspirational and light to the touch and poetic. She also does large paintings, but I feel very fortunate. I think I bought this suite of etchings a long time ago, and so we're exhibiting them.
So this artist is called Etta Renouf. Where is she based?
In New York City.
Right. And this piece, so normally she's doing big paintings, but...
She does large paintings as well as smaller works on paper and these etchings.
Right. And so this etching is a light blue rectangle with a white kind of stipple dots in little clusters. And then there are dark blue hand-drawn lines over, I'd say, two-thirds of the paper. So it's like lined paper or that aerogram paper from way back. But is there some significance of letters to Earth?
Yeah, in the portfolio, she's celebrating, Mother Nature. There's others that look like spring. They're yellow or they're green. This one looks like snow with a bright blue sky. So I think, most artists, most thoughtful people are aware of how important Earth is. So Letters to Earth, I think, is a celebration of Mother Nature. It's very poetic and beautiful. We have another well-known international artist, Anne Hamilton, who we've been very fortunate to exhibit and work with, and whose large Habitas piece was brought by Converge 45 last August. And this is an etching that she did. It's called The Equal and Inalienable Rights of All, and it's the the human rights, it basically the text, and it has a spine, almost like a spine with the word rights going down, and then the other text of the human rights law go off into a kind of a quiet, almost fog. It kind of reflects the major installation, the piece she did in the subway station in the World Trade Center, which is all white tile on white tile. So she's a brilliant artist, of course, and it's always an honor to be able to include her work. And
the piece you had here, or Converge 45 had last summer, was in the horse paddock, the police horse paddock on front, and it was the sort of canvas things that rotated, but there was a whole row, two rows of pieces to look at in sort of cabinets. Tell us about them.
So the two basic elements in Anne Hamilton's work is fabric, sewing, and text. So the big swirling fabric was amazing. I think it invited you to play and to feel the elements of the wind. And then there was a row of text pieces that she herself picked out, and they were very thought-provoking, again, contemplative, meaningful, heart-touching, and people could take them. So much of what Hamilton does is gifting her work, and that she basically wants the audience to participate by sharing something with them. So the Habitas was a piece that was created at the Fabric Workshop in Philadelphia that we were able to reinstall here, and I think people really found it joyful and powerful to experience. We're lucky to have it.
And then this piece, it's called The Equal and Inalienable Rights of All. It's so beautiful because it's a tall rectangle, and then all the words are embossed, so at the edges they're white, and then where she's, I think, done some kind of resist over them, they're kind of coppery brown, and then the spine of capital lettered words down the middle, the words are the equal and inalienable, it appears once, then rights of. And each of those big words is in the center of a sentence. So there are things like everyone has the right to seek and, is in capitals, to enjoy in other countries asylum from persecution. So each of these sentences has been kind of broken in half, and then there's a link word, which is the words from the title. And it's just such a beautiful piece of text art where you really want to touch it because it's embossed, and the way it kind of fades at the edge, it kind of invites you to read it, which it's always a good invitation.
I think you're right. It has a very physical feel to it, as well as for work on paper, it has a tactileness. But it's absolutely beautiful, and you can read it and you can feel it. And you can experience, and it is based the Bill of Human Rights, which is super important. Emilio Lobato is a Denver-based artist, and he comes every year to the Oregon coast and kind of does a self-created residency. And so he's found these maps of the sound of the off of Astoria and off of Vancouver Island, and he's collage these different elements of it looks like Asian writing, calligraphic manuscript. I mean, they're quite complex and quite beautiful, kind of telling a story. There's the way the paper's folded has something. It's not paper airplanes, but there's a lot of metaphors in here. But they're quite lovely, and they're wonderful because they're using old maps as well as this calligraphy, and then his own formal qualities that he's added to it as well.
My name's Joseph Gallivan. You are listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is Elizabeth Leach, and we're in her gallery on 9th Avenue looking at the Quiet Show. So come and show us some more, Liz.
All right. Well, one of the artists that was very inspirational to the show is Helen Mira. And these pieces you might easily walk by. They're textile with just subtle lines on them. I mean, and when you stop and pause and look at them, they're so enriching. There's something about the quality. Now, so much of art is communicated non-verbally, and all the energy that Helen Mira put into these pieces, I can feel, and I just they envelop me. They're very simply attached to the wall. They're supposed to be 48 inches apart, so they're very much about stopping, pausing, meditating, and observing. And I think the whole show is about observing, and the artists are observing minutia in their studios or out in the world and reflecting back to us things that we might want to be aware of. So it's a true honor to have this work here. She's a major artist. And she also sent a treatise that asked us to agree to doing certain things that were kind to the environment. And you realize, you know, the vinyl you put on your walls, all this stuff are things that the art world has to address somehow, the pace of life and the kind of things that we use to make our life more convenient are actually hurting us. So Helen is a bellwether of all of this, as is Anne Hamilton.
What do you mean, the vinyl on the walls? What kind of things was she talking about?
Well, when you put the sign up on the Quiet Show or the name of the artist, they're usually in vinyl. So maybe we need to find another way to do that. Even the plastic labels on the wall, there's, what you serve beverages in, are using glass or using plastic. She's saying that it's better to pay the artist an honorarium than to have them travel. So, I mean, she's, you know, like a Greta Thunberg in a way, just to be really rigorous about how we are in the world and being mindful. So, in a way, this show is all about being mindful and aware. And can we make that transition at this point in our global world?
How are you doing with the gallery closed and only open, you know, not many people a day, you know, all galleries sell online anyway. So what's the balance between sales and the way it was before?
A very good question. So we're fortunate we have a very large footprint. So there are people that we're doing commissions with for the artist. There's sales that we're in the process and commissions. I think because this is going to continue and the gallery can be by appointment, we might be able to have a couple of people come in that have wanted to come in. But it's a tricky balancing act. I think it's going to change the face of the gallery world and the cultural world. We're all kind of waiting to see, but I have a feeling it's going to last for a couple more months. And, you know, we'll just have to be creative and innovative. And I think a lot of people are working online. There are still people who want to buy art and support the artists. The artists are probably the most important people to support, and the gallery support the artists. So we're all working remotely and coming in shifts so that we can continue to work on behalf of the community and our clients, who include the artists and collectors. So thank you for asking. Oh, and then Joan Waltemath is a phenomenal artist who the American Academy featured last year, and these are kind of drawings that have been inspired by her time in North Dakota. She's got a place there as well as in New York, and she feels like she's been in touch with the Native Americans through ceremony, and so these gestural works on paper are telling stories that are important, and they are difficult to interpret, but they're quite lovely. So there were three works on paper, 2 feet by 2 feet square, with a grid on them, and then these gestures, which she'd never before this. Her work was very elegant, very minimal, very rigorous, and she's breaking that by like this one has this beautiful line, a red line, almost looks like a snake line. There's wisps of drawing. They're fascinating. She's been an artist we've shown for over a decade, and so it's great to be able to include these in the show. Another artist that Richard Gruder lives in Spain, and these are very jewel-like watercolors, and they're inspired by nature, by the ocean, and they're very uplifting. They're in a little bit of an anomaly in the show. They're a little more abex or a little more gestural, but they're very positive in energy, and I appreciate that.
Is that a word, abex?
Oh, abstract expressionism. Of course it is. So this show, in a way, is counter to abstract expressionism, where abstract expression is gesture and energy and emotion. This is much more internalized process based art, where the artists are spending a lot of time thinking and contemplating and being inside, meditating perhaps. So Richard Gruder's are a little more gestural, a little more spontaneous and uplifting in that regard. Right next to him, Jesse Hansen, who was also featured in Converge 45's, the first exhibition that Christy Edmonds curated at Disjecta. She's doing handmade paper from Doudon in New York, a handmade paper place, and then she's sewing into that. And so there's a sense of gesture and motion, but they're quiet and they're subtle, and the works that she showed at Converge 45 were white on white, so even more minimal, and they're beautiful as well.
These are a green rectangle, a sort of turquoise, and then a black one. The green one has gold thread, more green and sort of bright orange. And some of the green bulges out from the surface. I don't know how she did that. Maybe dampened the paper so it sticks forward. And then the black one is black on black thread and then silver. So they both kind of, you know, look like cloud formations, like cirrus. And they both have these white flecks in the paper. What are those flecks?
Oh, I think it reflects the process of the handmade paper. It's what went into the making of the paper. But yeah, they're very interesting pieces. There's emotion to them. One of them is called "I Offer You This Protection." The other one's untitled. But they feel like the one on the white or the one on the right, the black and the silver feels like clouds moving. But the one on the left with the teal and the blue feels almost like a bird, or very much about energy moving in my mind. And she works both small and large, and it's hard work. It's hard to get that thread through the paper, and it reflects the whole direction in art today, where people are mixing essentially craft, you know, working with thread, and fine art. So art brings a feeling, you know, a touch, an emotion, a connection, and craft can further that connection as well. And that's why art is so important right now. It's something we can feel, we can cherish, we can look at, and feel supported and support.
Where's the frame?
Oh, these are floating on the wall. They're works on paper. They're a lot more affordable to ship from New York that way. And some people keep them like that in their homes. Other people will frame them. I think it's up to the individual who ends up with them. And we have placed a few of these, both in the region and outside of the region. So that's been nice for the gallery and for Jesse, too. Are there other artists that we want to talk about? The Russell Crotties. Russell Crotty is an amazing artist who's a surfer, lives in Malibu, shows with Shoshana Wayne Gallery. And these are four etchings, and he used to do these globes. And so all of his work is about ecology and the environment, which obviously is something we need to address. And he does these beautiful drawings of the celestial skies and then this text, and the text is all about the environment and ecology. He just had a major show at Shoshana Wayne. I think he's a very important artist, and I love these pieces. They're in a circle on a square piece of paper, and they're great. We've shown the globes before as well, and these are the four seasons in our galaxy, and they're a small edition of 35. So they're inkjet and pigment and screen print on paper. And so they're obviously looking at the sky from the different seasons, probably from his location in Los Angeles, I imagine.
Do you know how he manages to combine screen print with inkjet?
I'm imagining that the inkjet is describing the actual printing process. So he probably is using the screen print to set the ground, or using the screen print for the text at the bottom. The text at the bottom is all different. I bet the screen print is the ground, and then the inkjet is on somehow inkjet pigment. I'm not sure exactly how he's creating all that detail. They look more like etchings to me. So there's some way that he's getting this very fine text at the bottom. But you see how the sky is similar in each one, and then there's a similar kind of a horizon line. So he's probably using the screen print to create that ground, and then the inkjet is how he's printing the rest of it.
My name's Joseph Gallivan. You've been listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week was Elizabeth Leach. We were here in her gallery, the Elizabeth Leach Gallery at 417 Northwest 9th in the Pearl, and we were looking at the Quiet Show, which as of now runs through the end of April 2020, but could go longer depending on the situation. Thank you so much for doing Art Focus, Liz.
Thank you for inviting me, Joseph. My pleasure.
Andy Warhol looks a scream. Had him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all. Andy walking and
angry tired, and he take a little snooze. Tie him up when he's fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When he wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about glue, what a jolly boring thing to do.
Andy Warhol, let's just scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Bienvenidos a un breve informativo en su estación comunitaria.